So the four principles of Advent are, and today is the one, the hope, right? Hope, peace, joy, and love. Now, today is the turn of hope, and I'm not talking today about hope, but I'm going to talk about the killer of hope. And I think the one who kills hope is fear. And according to the scripture, fear destroys love, and love is the foundation of hope. You know, when Paul always measured a church or a person spiritually, he used three, this triad: faith or trust, faith, love, and hope. And when you destroy love, then there is no hope for the future. The candle of hope flickers and dies when the wind of fear blows. And when someone is struck with fear, the next action is either you panic, and you never know what a person in panic will do. Either run or froze there. It's freeze there. It's really, you don't know. Now, oftentimes Jesus challenged his apostles to fear not. And the desert left behind behind here, fear is filled with depression, and in that desert, a lot of bodies lie in the sand because they never stop being afraid. Now, Joseph, the husband of Mary, was afraid to do the next step, and he was stopped by an angel. But let's read this, and then we'll talk more about this. So we are in Matthew chapter 1. Matthew chapter 1, verse 18. Now the birth of Jesus Christ took place in this way. When his mother Mary has been betrothed to Joseph, before they came together, she was found to be with child from the Holy Spirit. And her husband, Joseph, being a just man and unwilling to put her to shame, resolved to divorce her quietly. But as he considered these things, behold, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. She will bear a son, and you shall call his name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins." All this took place to fulfill what the Lord had spoken by the prophet: "Behold, the virgin shall conceive and bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which means God with us. When Joseph woke from sleep, he did as the angel of the Lord commanded him. He took his wife, but knew her not until she had given birth to a son, and he called his name Jesus. So he was afraid, like each one of us, and the angel said, "Stop." How can we overcome fear? Is this possible? Because fear is everywhere. There is any person here that was never afraid? It's part of our experience, right? It's anybody here who right now fears something? Yeah. It's part of our life. So, how he did it, how we can do it. Overcoming fear is not easy, but it's possible, okay? And here is, we have actually the Joseph's fear was to take the next step. He was afraid to do this, what to do with Mary. And the angel said, fear not to take Mary as your wife. Joseph was a resolved man. He was the type of man who was considerate, firm. And Mary put him in a strange and a difficult situation, right? She left Nazareth for 3 months. She was with her relative Elizabeth. And after 3 months, she came pregnant. You can see the pregnancy. Now, Mary was probably at that moment 16, 17 years old. Joseph was around 25. And they were betrothed. But when you are betrothed, then you call her wife, and she called him husband. They were husband and wife. But the only thing, and they were planning the future. They were building their house, planting the fig tree or the vine, I don't know. Something that is like, this is for our family. This is, and they were waiting for the moment when they will marry and they will tell each other the vow and then to consume their marriage. But now, after 3 months, she was pregnant. And he didn't know what to do. Joseph knew that he was not the father. That was for sure. He was a just man, a righteous man. And in this situation, he had only two options, either to participate at her death, stoning her, according to the law of the Old Testament, to stone her. And probably he was, so, together with others, throw stones, and probably he was the one taking the big stone and then smash her head. Or divorce her. So because he loved her, he thought, you know what, this is, and divorce, but quietly. Not, you know, making a big deal out of this. Matthew tells us that he was unwilling to shame her or her family. So he decided to divorce her in secret. And this was the most caring way out of this situation. Matthew also informs us that Joseph was morally an honest man and he was a right person. He always wanted to be in accordance to God's will. You know, righteousness means a good relationship, a correct standing before God. So he always wanted to be in God's will. And that was his dilemma. What is God's will? Look what the Old Testament says. And look what in another part the Old Testament says. But I love her. So he thought, you know, I'll use this one and secretly and quietly because divorce, because it's not the easier, but this will not put her to shame. Now, he wanted to do God's will, but he was not aware of God's plan. It's different. You know his will, but you don't know his plan. So he knew God's will. He knew the Old Testament, but he didn't know God's plan. So Joseph wanted to play by the book of the Old Covenant, but he didn't know that God is going to write a new book, the New Covenant, the New Testament, and he was part of this. Not the old, he was part of the new. And the new plan, okay? Joseph was afraid. We might say that he was cautious, he was careful, not willing to do something wrong, and yes, but this could be a perspective, but that was not God's perspective. That was his perspective. God's perspective was, be courageous. Do this. Don't be afraid. Now, courage is what? Okay, pause. What is courage? I need a working definition from you.
Not the absence of fear.
Sorry, again?
Not the absence of fear.
Okay, so do you fear?
Yeah, you fear.
But you overcome fear,
exactly.
And then you do what is right. So this is courage, actually. To do things that are crazy, going through your fear, destroying your fear, and taking a decision, what is the right thing to do? So this is what he did. He was a courageous man. He was afraid, but the angel pushed him, challenged him, you know what? I need you to be courageous now. And he had a dream, okay? Now, we all have dreams. Some of them are nightmares. But for him, the word actually used here by Matthew, the word used for dream here is that type of dream where you understand something from the Lord. Kind of a vision, like a vision, but not something in between. But when you have that dream, you know something more is attached to it. It's not only a dream. And Joseph knew from the first moment that the visit of the angel was a defining moment for him. And he will never be the same. And the message is this, or was this, God knows you are afraid. God knows. That's a fact. His fear to take Mary as his wife was preventing him to enter God's plan. Again, he knew God's will. He didn't know God's plan. And he was kind of stuck because of this fear. And the angel said, you know what? Overcome your fear. Be courageous. You don't know this, but you are part of God's plan. He was relying on his previous revelation, but the old covenant. But God said, I have a new revelation for you. I want something new for you, something that you never experienced so far, and you never thought that you will, your wife will be pregnant and you are not the father. And you are okay with this. Not Joseph. But you see, God changed his mind and he became that courageous person. He was afraid to take this step, but God said, take this step because I'm with you. That's my plan, okay? He was ready to make an honest mistake, but this mistake could destroy his willingness to God's will. But Joseph placed himself in a kind of a weird situation. He wanted to do God's will, but he was afraid, and he was at the point to be against God's will because he was not in God's plan. Did I confuse you? Dude, are you confused now? It's really complicated. So he wanted to be in God's will, but now because he was afraid to do this, he was against God's will because God's will was attached to God's plan. So, long story short, about you. When you are afraid, what's God's will? Do you know God's will for you? Maybe you think, yeah, I know the scripture. I know what is here, what is right and wrong. But do you know God's plan? Did he reveal his plan with you? Because that's God's will. And I think it's very important to ponder and to think about this. It's 2023, December. What is God's plan with me? What he wants from me? Are you afraid? Are you afraid to take this step? Only because you know the scripture, this and that and that, and sometimes you cannot put them together, and sometimes you put them together in a wrong way because it's against God's plan. Because God is working around us all the time. And he is inviting us to be part of his plan. Yeah, it's good to know God's will, but do you know God's plan? Or you are blind? And this is because you are afraid. How can we know God's will? How can we take a decision and be sure that this decision is the right one? Well, the principle is very simple. Take a decision with the knowledge that you have today. Do as best as you can and delay not. Take that decision. Do it. Just do it. How about if this decision is bad? What happens? What the Word of God tells us, if we take a bad decision, what happens? Romans 8:28 is very clear. And we know that for those who love God, all things work for how many? All. Not part of them. All of them. All of them, they work for good, for those who are called according to his purpose. And we have been in this passage. We know what's God's purpose, right, with us. God's purpose with us, the Father's purpose with us is to make us, to conform us to the image of the Son. So all these good and bad decisions, we are not prevented to take. But God said, I will make them to work toward this good. Praise God. Everything we do. So it's not the worst situation is to be stuck, right? I don't know what to do. I just do something. And God will transform this in good for you. Amen? That's a good, I think it's a good news for those who are stuck in their fear. And if you're here today and this message is for you, probably this message is like, just go on. Don't be afraid. Just do something. And God, let's say you do something really wrong, but be close to God's heart. Understand God's plan. Understand his heart. If you love God and if you want to be more like Jesus Christ, any decision you take, God promised to change the result of that decision to work for your own good. The best takes of this is to have courage and take a well-educated decision and do as best as you can, and God is with you. Emmanuel! Yes! It's still in our passage. Yeah? So, don't delay thinking, you know, the more time I spend thinking about this problem, I will take a good decision. Maybe not. But time is very important. And you will see Joseph. He thought, you know what? He woke up in the morning and he did exactly what the angel said. Exactly. In that morning, Joseph tried them all and he was wrong. He needed to visit the visit of an angel to give him more information and to get rid of his fear. Fear either paralyzes people or delays their decisions because they're afraid. You are not Joseph, okay? And you are not in his situation. But maybe your situation is even more complicated or not. But you know what? If the angel will not come, you have this scripture. You know what to do. If you wake up in the morning and you think, oh man, not the angel didn't come, it's not a problem. You know God's plan. You know God's will. Just do it. Be sure that you don't delay your decision. Now, maybe you think, yeah, it's easy to say that. just think about this. In verse 20, 20, at the end of Joseph, son of David, do not fear to take Mary as your wife, for that which is conceived in her is from the Holy Spirit. So, yes, don't delay. There is a fear to take the next step. But the checkpoint of this is this. Is it from the Lord or not? Here was the same. Is from the Holy Spirit. Just do it. The angel told Joseph that this situation is from the Lord. This is how you check anything in your life. Is God in this or not? Is the Lord in this or not? How do we know this is or is not from the Holy Spirit? Our long relationship with God is the one who will teach us this. During this relationship, we have a huge opportunity to get to know Him. Reading the scripture is another way. We learn from God and we learn about God. And by the way, the eternity is this, to know God. Jesus in John 17, verse 3, he said this, and this is eternal life, that they know you are only true God. So imagine eternity means to know God more and more and more and more and more. If eternity is like this, how about the temporary? It's the same. Once you become a Christian, you know God more and more and more and more. And the angels in heaven, they know God. Do you agree with me that angels in heaven know God better than us? I mean, they are in His presence. But I'm going to read you a text in 1 Peter 1, 10 to 12. Listen what Peter says. 1 Peter 1, 10 to 12. Concerning this salvation, the prophets who prophesied about the grace that was to be yours searched and inquired carefully, inquiring what person or time the Spirit of Christ in them was indicating when He predicted the sufferings of Christ and the subsequent glories. It was revealed to them that they were serving not themselves but you in the things that have now been announced to you through those who preach the good news to you by the Holy Spirit sent from heaven. Things, and this the last part is very important, things into which angels look into. So this is the flow of the passage. Number one, the prophets predicted the coming of Christ, right? It's right there. The apostles and the early church preached Christ to everyone. We agree with this, that the angels long to understand the salvation that Christ brings. We know that the prophets never knew, and we experienced that the angels wished they knew about this salvation. And this is awesome. You understand? Even in our relationship with God, they, the angels, learn something about God right now. And they were like, I didn't see it coming. I know that God said, you know, He's a just person and God will judge. But then the judge said, I will pay. And the angel said, what? So even the angels learn, and we know they know more than we know about God. But interesting, even now they learn more about God. When Jesus died for us, the angels in heaven scratched their head and they said, whoa, we haven't seen this coming. Well, and this is the main idea. No one can put God in a box. Even when you said that you understood God, it's just a part. It's just a section. Now it's time for the next section. You cannot put God in a box. You understand? You cannot limit God. Nobody can. So The checkpoint is this. Is this from God or not? Is this God's plan or not? Because God is dynamic. God is not static. I know. When we talked about God and we looked in about in Revelation, God was on the throne, right? And you think, oh, God is so relaxed, you know, cool. No, that's because he is in control on the throne. But I don't know if I told you this, but maybe I didn't. But God's throne has wheels. Other scripture says that. God's throne has wheels. Now, God is not in a wheelchair. You have to understand this. I'm not saying this. What I'm saying is that God's throne is actually a chariot. God is a chariot. You know, in battles, like today we have tanks. But back then, their tanks were actually a chariot, where you have a horse, a chariot, somebody was driving the horse. I don't know. Is this right? Is it right, English? Oh, you understand what I'm trying to say. And there was another soldier that was either shooting with arrows or with spears. So that was a chariot. God is dynamic. Even his throne is dynamic, not only him. So you have to watch for God. Because if you think, oh, now I know who God is, he just moved. And you don't know. He is more than you understand. And this is why there is another picture when Jesus said, we are his followers. It's the same idea. You follow a person. But you follow, and if that person take a right, you take a right too. If that person starts to run, you run too. That's following. Is you keep the pace and the direction with that person. It's something dynamic. To be a Christian is nothing static about. It's dynamic. It's life. So no one can put God in a box. I know God now. No, you can't. So therefore, you have to be always listening and watching God at work. Now you understand why every Sunday we have this portion in our worship when we talk about God at work. You know why? Because of that. Because we are following Christ. We are following God. And God is dynamic. And he works around us. And what he wants, he challenges us, is, come on, I want you in. This is my plan. Now, you know, maybe you know my will, but now my will at work is in this plan. I want you there. God is God. God is God, and no one is in his own category. God is alone in his category. God is holy. God is uncommon. Therefore, don't put God in a box, but watch him. Watch him how he works, and then get in the chariot. Follow him. When you do this, God will welcome you to participate in his plan. So the angel told Joseph, please join in. This is from the Holy Spirit. Join in. Yeah, but you don't have to understand more. Just join in and I will guide you. Praise God, Joseph joined in. He didn't say, oh man, that was a nightmare. That was a nightmare. And it was really, really a religious nightmare. Like, you know, this is from the Holy Spirit. Well, sure. No. He was a just man. Are you a Joseph today? Are you willing to overcome your fear? The only thing that you have to do is to watch God. God is at work. God's plan. Joseph What was Joseph's part in this plan? Do you remember from the text? He is the one who will put the name. He will name Jesus, Jesus. You understand? The Son of God is born in our world, and you are the one who will call him Jesus? That's awesome. And then you will teach Jesus a trade. You will trade the Son of God who made the whole earth and everything. You will teach him the trade. That was the plan. So ask yourself, is it from the Lord? Is this from the Lord? What is my role in this plan? If you have signs that the plan is originated by the Lord, and if you understand your role in the plan, there is nothing to fear of. Love it and commit yourself to it 100%. Just go with it. No one can love what they fear. I didn't say that. John said that. There is no fear in love. So you either fear something or you love it. So when you fear, you cannot love. You understand that? So there is no fear in love. So they are opposite. You either fear or you love. So you either fear it or you love it. You run or you commit. You understand? It's so, and that was Joseph. And after that moment, after that dream, he commit 100%. And he said, no matter what. By the way, this is after this, 3 months, and after 6 months, he was ready to take the most tough decision for him and his wife. To move in Bethlehem. This is why they took this. She was pregnant in 9 months. It was a long journey. It was difficult. But they, because why? The scandal was big in Nazareth. And then they said, okay, we have to go. Now this is the situation. I have to go to, for the census, but we will move in there. And they did it. You see, he is another person. He's not afraid anymore. He's not afraid. He knows that God is with him. He is in God's plan. We have to move in Bethlehem. Let's do it. Well, she's in 9 months. No problem. God is with us. I love it. The impact of our actions will have an echo in eternity. Everything we do now is they have a consequence now and then. Crossroads Church is at the baby level right now. We want to start this new church, and we know that this is God's plan. If you know it, now you have to. Either you are afraid or you love it. You understand? Either you are afraid to take this step or you love it and you commit it for 100%. And you know what? You will be another person. Because God will bring things in our future that when we will take these decisions to move in Bethlehem, we will do it without any problem, knowing that God is with us. This is from the Holy Spirit. If you are convinced that Crossroads is God's plan for you, please show this in your life. We need to do this. We have to leave everything behind and to do this new thing. Checkpoint, is this from the Lord? Yes, let's do it. Then timing is important. Then number three, I want to emphasize this. I know it's 10 to 12, but Matthew is very clear what Joseph did. He didn't waste any second. He woke up in the morning and he did as was commanded to. He took his wife. This is the real, You know, today we hear so much about the woke, you know. This is the real woke people. They do what God tells them to do. Well, today there is another definition to this, but biblically, Joseph, with clarity and intention, he lived together with Mary, facing the whole scandal that she was in, and now he was in the scandal too. Joseph and Mary were a family now from any point of view but one. They were not having any sexual relationship until Jesus was born. And then he named the boy Jesus, and he raised the boy as his own. When did these things happen? Right before he stopped being afraid. He stopped being afraid. He knew that it's from the Lord. He took the decision, and he woke in the morning another person. He renounced his plans to give total priority to God's plan. Now I know what my life is about. God planned for him a family and a baby to care of. Joseph's duty was not easy, by the way. In few days, they will go as refugees in Egypt in difficult conditions. And again, who announced the angel that they have to go in Egypt? Do you remember who received the note, the notification? Joseph. Exactly. Joseph, he was another person. Now he knew that anything God will tell him, he will do it, and he did it, actually. Joseph didn't push the limits of knowing that he is in God's plan. He didn't push the limits of the relationship. But he was in God's plan. Joseph was determined and very careful with the time and with his role. Joseph and Mary had at least 6 more children. At least. Because we have the name of the 4 brothers of Jesus and 2 sisters. Well, I said 2 because it's plural. We don't know the name of the sister, but and sisters. And that means minimum 2. So minimum, the family had like 7 children. 1 from the Lord, and at least 6 of their own. Huge responsibility. Joseph died before Jesus was crucified. But he taught Jesus. He taught the trade. But before the beginning of Jesus' ministry, Joseph died. He was a good example for his children, even for Jesus. We know that beside Jesus, 2 more of the children were reference point in the church history. James and Jude. Although Jesus never wrote a book, the other 2 brothers, they did. And these 2 books are in our New Testament. That's awesome. Now, it's awesome because they trusted in Jesus, but it's awesome because they were well-trained and well-raised by Joseph and Mary. You see, only one dream changed, and the fact that he understood God's plan changed his life, and his changed life had so much, so many results or consequences, good consequences in the future. My conclusion is this: the effect of fear in our life is devastating. Some people are not ready to make decisions because they are afraid. And this story tells us a different thing. God wants you to be instrumental in his plan. Use this Christmas celebration to overcome your fears by asking yourself these questions: is this plan from the Lord? And next question is, what is my role in this plan? I want to commit. I want to love it 100%. Don't spend too much time deciding. Do something. And if your decision is not good, that's okay. The Lord will change it. The effects of it. Don't postpone any implementation. Be like Joseph and show determination tomorrow morning. Or now. Now is better. Actually, now is more biblical than tomorrow morning. Yeah? Because the time is now. Exactly. So if you want to be the right person for the right plan, God's plan, just do it. God is looking at you. He wants you to be a real follower. Amen? Praise God.